NA1SS, NA1SS from November Alpha 8, Sierra Alpha. Over.
On channel 5, how do you hear?
I hear you fine, Jack. Here is the first question.
This is Katie. What ISS experiment are you most excited to be working on? Over.
Well, Katie, my daughter has cancer, so anything that looks for the another cure for cancer, and we have lots of research going on right now on DNA, protein crystal growth, stem cell cultures, anything that I can do to be part of the cure, it excites me more than anything else. Over.
This is Kelly. What does it feel like to be in a spacesuit in outer space? Over.
Kelly, it's not the most comfortable place to be. It can be hot or cold, and it's pretty tight on you, but the view is worth everything, so I kind of love it. Over.
This is Claire. The U.S. will have a solar eclipse on August 21st. Will you be able to see a shadow cast across the U.S. as the eclipse takes place? Over.
Claire, that's a great question. I should be able to if I was in the right place and by the window at the right time, but we're going so darn fast, 17,500 miles an hour, that we might just miss it. Over.
This is Emily. What do you do for fun on the ISS? Over.
Emily, I play with my food because it floats and that's awesome. I look out the windows, take pictures, and tonight we're actually going to watch a movie. We have a little projector that we put on the screen, so it's pretty nice. Over.
This is Heidi. How does working together with astronauts from around the world help you accomplish more? Over.
Great question, Heidi. All countries and cultures have strengths and weaknesses, and when you work together, you get to utilize the best of everyone to come together as a better team. So I think we do things right up here by working together with other astronauts and other cultures. Over.
This is Isabella. Is it harder to get used to no gravity or to adjust back to gravity after being in space? Over.
Isabella, some people get sick when they get up to space. I was pretty lucky and didn't, but everybody has a hard time when they go back to gravity. It's very hard to get used to it, and there's a lot of rehabilitation for our bones and muscles to get back to up to speed on planet Earth. Over.
This is Kira. We saw a video of astronauts playing the keyboard and guitar on the ISS. Do musical instruments sound different aboard the ISS in zero gravity? Over.
Kira, we just had our Frenchman who just left played the saxophone up here, and it sounded the same to us. We actually have an atmosphere, so we have sound waves actually work, and in short distances where you are from the musical instruments, gravity doesn't seem to have an effect, so it sounds pretty much the same. Over.
This is Olivia. What is the most difficult obstacle we need to overcome to be able to go to Mars? Over.
Olivia, the biggest thing we worry about right now is radiation. We either need to have better shielding or get to Mars faster by building better engines. So radiation's definitely our biggest obstacle. Over.
This is Lauren. We tell time by one rotation of the Earth. How do we tell time in space? Over.
Good question, Lauren. We do the same way as you do. Because we have to work with the ground and all the different control centers in Houston and Japan and Germany and in Russia. And we all decided to use the time zone around London, which is called Greenwich Mean Time, as the time that we all work off of. Over.
This is Aaron. Do you experience night and day in space like we do on Earth, or is it always dark? Over.
You bet, Aaron. Every single 90 minutes, we go around the Earth, so we have a day and a night every 90 minutes. We get 16 days and 16 nights in one 24-hour period, so it's pretty cool. Over.
This is Imani. When did you realize you wanted to be an astronaut and why? Over.
Well, I was 6 years old and I visited my grandpa who was working at Johnson Space Center. And when I saw that big rocket sitting on the ground, I just really wanted to be a part of it. And that's when I fell in love with space. Over.
This is Zoe. What has amazed you the most about being in space? Over.
Zoe, I think it's the view. I love looking at Earth, but even more impressive is looking in the other direction with no light pollution or atmosphere in the way. Just the amazing number of stars really boggles my mind and excites me to explore. Over.
This is Bella for Hunter. Why is it important for humans to go into space? Over.
Well, I think we have always explored to evolve, and space is next. It's what we can do to improve and to grow and to learn as a species. I think it's very important for us to go in space. Over.
This is Darcel. On the ISS, do you see different constellations than we do in North America? Over.
Darcel, you bet. We get to see all of the constellations as we go around the Earth. As long as we're looking in the right direction, we get to see pretty much all of them. Over.
This is Addison. How do you avoid collisions in space? Over.
Addison, we have big rocket engines on the Russian segment of the space station, and if the ground, which tracks all the large pieces of debris, sees one coming towards us, we use those rocket engines to go to a higher altitude and get out of the way. Some of the small things still hit us, though. There's little holes and dings all over the space station. Over.
What is one thing that you have learned on the International Space Station? Over.
Tara, I've learned so many things, I can't even count. How to live in zero-G, how an aurora looks, how to take pictures. Pretty much we're always learning, every single day, and you should too. You guys should want to learn and get better and improve yourself all the time. Over.
This is Sydney. Does food taste the same in space, and what is your favorite food? Over.
Well, actually, it tastes, I think, not quite as spicy and flavorful up here, so we end up using a lot more hot sauce. It's a little more dull up here because the congestion in your head makes things taste a little less exciting. Over.
This is Claire. What are some of the things we can try here on Earth to better understand what you experience in space? Over.
Boy, I'm not sure. I guess as far as what I do on Earth that I would like to experience in space, well, I'd like to give my wife a big, big fat hug up here in space. If she was here with me, that would be about the best thing ever. Over.
This is Jenna. Can you envision a day when we would vacation on the moon? Over.
Jenna, I don't see why not. We could... It would definitely be worth the trip just for the view. Over.
This is Ellie. Can you see the effects of global warming from space? If so, what do you see? Over.
Well, I guess you could if you had enough time. I know that we take pictures of glaciers and different ecological targets. I don't look out the window quite enough to be able to make any conclusions from that data, though. Sorry. Over.
This is Monica. What did you feel the first time you looked out the window when you were in space? Over.
Monica, I was just full of awe. It was so amazing to look down and see this little thin blue line and understand that all of human existence exists within it. Over.
This is Carol. Who were your role models growing up? Over.
Well, the biggest one was my dad, and he was just a great man that I wanted to be like. Over.
All right, Jack. Thank you very much for calling us. You have a bunch of excited Girl Scouts and people here from SCAN.
And NASA Glenn Research Center, you have a whole bunch of folks all excited here for you. So we would like to give a big applause to you. Hopefully you can hear it all the way up in space. Thank you very much. Over.
Thank you very much, and Have a great weekend, y'all.
73 NA8 SA.